Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Today we are going to be talking manufacturing with Ray Bacon, Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association, plus political discourse on our Power Pundit panel with Fred Loken, Mary Lau, and Doug Busselman. Next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here today with Ray Bacon, my good friend, executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Almost screwed that up, buddy. Sorry about that. Ray, let's talk about manufacturing in Nevada, because I think there are a lot of things that would surprise people. I mean, here I'm holding my my Fisher Space Pen.
Made in beautiful downtown Boulder City.
Boulder City. So, I mean, I love that I can actually be here holding a pen that was made in Nevada. But what else is made here that people would be surprised
Important
by?
To those is Fisher Space Pen is called Fisher Space Pen because those were the only pens that had a pressurized cartridge, so they went to the moon and back.
That's right. These were developed for the Apollo missions.
They were actually developed for all the space missions. They were early on in the space missions.
You know, the joke is that the Americans spent millions of dollars developing a pen that could write in outer space, and the Russians used a pencil.
Yeah.
But what are some of the other products that we may not know about that are made here in our state?
Well, let's kind of go through. In Southern Nevada, you wind up with a lot of stuff which was, still is, but a lot of stuff related to building materials because we're the focal point for building materials around the court. That's where we took the biggest hit in the recession. That's where we lost the vast chunk of jobs. Big chunk of those are not going to come back, unfortunately.
So those are things like drywall,
windows, doors, adhesives, insulation, all kinds
of
things. Siding, yeah. just it goes on and on and on. If it was related to building materials, we made it here pretty much. So
since the recession, I mean, we've seen that go down. So where are we doing well? Where are manufacturers doing well in our state?
We're doing well where we are supplying a sector that has been relatively stable. The auto business and the auto aftermarket business has come back relatively well. There's a little company in Carson City, it's no longer a little company, Clickbond. They make fasteners that go into the aircraft industry. Their fasteners are unique in the way that they attach, and they have pretty much become the world standard. So their fasteners go to Brazil, they go to Europe, they go to, you know, Boeing and everybody else that makes airplanes and aircraft equipment.
You know, I look at our state, and I am absolutely shocked when I go to Carson City, Dayton, Story County, and I see what's going on there. Is that really where the heart of manufacturing is in our state?
The largest portion of manufacturing jobs are located in Carson City, on a percentage basis. Carson City, Lyon County, and Washoe County is third. And Douglas has got a fair chunk, primarily because of the GE facility there.
GE, and then also Starbucks.
Starbucks has not a lot of employees, though. That's only about 60 employees or so.
You know, let's talk about employees, because, you know, we hear that manufacturing jobs, they're coming back from China, but it seems like the employees that we lost with them aren't necessarily coming back.
Let's kind of walk through that just a little bit. What's coming back from China is the production of things that are coming back from China. But the number of jobs that left when those jobs left this country are not coming back, because they're coming back partially because of transportation cost, which is something you and I both work on a lot. But they're coming back as much as anything because there's now newer and better ways to automate the thing. When GM put in the first robot line to weld chassis and things like that for General Motors cars, those things were running $1 million a robot plus an extra $30 million for the whole line. So it was hugely expensive. Okay. Today, there's robots out there that are selling for $22,000, $23,000, $24,000 that can do a big portion of what the big GM ones did.
So we've gotten a lot more productive.
The productivity gains are amazing, quite frankly. And China is still in the mode of throwing people at problems, and we're in the mode of throwing technology at problems. We have made monumental improvements in manufacturing, and a lot of those dirty jobs have gone away. We've automated them out of existence.
Now, we still need people, though, and I know that's something that you have focused a tremendous amount of time and effort on, is our educational system. And you actually have been part of a program to get our kids ready to work.
Yeah. We started working about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago now, to bring in machinists. We were running out of machinists. The old ones were retiring, aging out, and things like that. So we had to bring in some new machinists. Now, a new machinist operates on a computer, numeric control machine. So it's a computer operator, effectively, but they still need to understand the basics of machining. So they need to have reasonable math skills, reasonable science skills, good reading skills, and they need to have problem-solving skills, because that's what they're going to deal with. So there's a thing that was developed by the U.S. Chamber and the National Association of Manufacturers and other employer groups over the last probably 15 years, using the ACT folks, the One College Board operation. It's called the National Career Readiness Certificate, which is a series of three tests: reading, math, and problem solving, which are those the keys that most employers are looking for. We've been pressing our folks to start asking for it and start even requiring it, because what it does from an employer standpoint, it gives somebody an apples-to-apples comparison. Because as you and I both have talked about, high school diplomas are a wonderful thing, except they vary by school,
sure,
by state, by district, by country, by when it was done, teachers taken, and student effort. Other than that, they're pretty much all the same.
So, I mean, if you hire somebody who has these skills, who has this certificate, I mean, you know, it's not somebody that you have to go out and retrain or train to read, train to do those basic skills.
The basic skills are there, and fundamentally, if the basic skills are there, that means in most cases that we have the ability to train that person, because the thing that takes place in manufacturing, because the productivity changes, they're not going to slow down. The job is going to change. So if I hire you for one job, by the time you leave that job, or by the time you leave that company, even if it's only 10 years later, the job will have changed dramatically.
All right. We are going to continue our conversation with Ray Bacon, Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association, next on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com. Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are talking manufacturing with Ray Bacon, Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Ray, let's talk about manufacturing in America, because we do hear, oh, we're losing to China, we're losing to Southeast Asia, we're losing to South America, to Mexico. But when you look at manufacturing and what we make in this country, it's still a tremendous amount.
We still make a little over 20% of all the manufactured goods in the world, and we do that with only 4.5% of the population of the world. That is a number that is just stunning. It's real. It's been around for a while. It's dropped. But remember, at the end of World War II, which is when we peaked, we were the only ones left with productive manufacturing capacity in the world. So it was pretty easy to be number one then. Okay, but we're still far and away number one. China will probably catch up with us. But they're going to do it with consumer goods. We do it with high dollar volume, high volume ads. You know, you can put a lot of, you can make a lot of T-shirts for the value of one airplane.
Sure. Well, airplanes and, you know, something near and dear to my heart, and I've toured some of these facilities.
Yeah, trucks.
The big trucks. Yeah. I mean, those, you know, overwhelmingly are still made in America.
Yeah.
So when we talk about the future of manufacturing, are there careers for people who are coming out of high school, still in manufacturing? Can you go and get those jobs?
You can go and get those jobs. In many cases, and it's going to be more so in the future, it's going to require some level of post-secondary education. That doesn't necessarily mean a four-year degree. That may mean a program that's a year long. It may mean a two-year degree. What manufacturers are looking for is we're looking for the skill set, and quite frankly, the degrees and the certificate punches and things like that are less important than they probably once were. So if the person can operate that CNC machine and has got the certificates and things like that to show that he can do that, that may be more important than a degree.
And, I mean, it's a place where you can still make a pretty decent living, you know, both nationally and on a state level.
The average, now this is not the Nevada average wage, but including benefits, the average wage in manufacturing is $77,000.
$77,000. Nevada, you say
we're down from that. The high-tech folks on the in California skew that number up, and there's some of the other places where there's, you know, auto industry and things like that skews those numbers up. Okay, but it's still, we're still, including benefits, we're probably in the 50 to 55 range.
How important is that, having a vital community college system available for
important.
Your industry?
Important. Okay, important, even though that may not mean that we're going to wind up with a huge increase in the number of people that get a degree out of those programs, because we're looking, as I said, we're looking for that thing that says he's got the right skill set, not necessarily that broad spectrum. program that an AA typically has.
So what are the classes that somebody would take if they want to, you know, if they get a job out of high school and they're manufacturing, but what are they taking to improve those skills?
What we're trying to do as much as possible is get people to take programs that have an independent national certification. National Institute of Metalworking Skills, which is the NIMS program, AWS, which is the welding program. There's a dozen more of those things. And as you know, this week is National Manufacturing Day on Friday.
Well, okay, let's talk about that. You know, it is National Manufacturing Day, and there's actually a lot of programs that are happening in Nevada and nationwide where people can go out and, you know, learn about manufacturing. And when we say manufacturing, I mean, it's not like trucking, which, you know, is, you know, there's always a truck involved somewhere. I mean, manufacturing, it kind of runs the gambit.
Yeah. We've got both ends of the state. We've got the career and technology students from the high schools down in Southern Nevada are getting exposed to manufacturing careers this week. Up here, we've got about 22 companies that are involved. Kids from Carson High, the CTE programs here in Washoe County, a limited amount in Lyon County and a limited amount in Douglas County that are going to expose kids because, quite frankly, we're in the same situation you are. We need that next generation workforce, and that next generation workforce has to have skills that they didn't have to have in the past.
So they can come and take plant tours?
They're going to some of the kids are going to be taking plant tours. Some of the kids are going to be, you know, just kind of going through lecture-type situations and video things. It's a mishmash. There's everything in the world out there. Kind of depends upon what the companies were willing to do.
And if you want to find out more about this, you can go to there's a website that you guys have set up.
Well, this week is mostly focused on the school issue, and we're focused on the kids. Next week, on the 9th, is the Sierra Manufacturing Conference at the Carson Nugget, and that's for the manufacturers to get together and kind of focus on what do they need to learn and what do they need to do to take the next step up. So a lot going on in manufacturing for the next couple of weeks.
And if you want to see about some events, you can go to, it's mfgday.com.
Yep.
And that gives you a list of events all over the country.
Yep. There's about 640 the last time I looked at it. We've got 22 in Nevada, so we're doing more than our fair share, but we tried to do that stuff. So.
All right. Hey, Ray Bacon, thank you very much. Thank your members, too, for keeping those goods that keep my trucks moving.
We like to keep trucks busy.
All right. We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel next on Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Great news, the housing market is improving, and now Fannie Mae and most major banks are allowing streamlined short sales with no documentation, no hardship, and full debt release. Call me today for more information.
Nevada Proud is presented by Nevada Dream Tags. Take your shot at the hunt of a lifetime. Learn more at nvdreamtag.org.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Step into the streets of Italy October 12th and 13th for the El Dorado Great Italian Festival. Pasta sauce cook-off, grape stomping contest, bocce ball tournament, free live music.
For the latest in health and your care, tune in to Wellness Wednesdays on the News 4 Forum. Brought to you by St. Mary's Regional Medical Center.
I've specialized in helping homeowners recover in Reno since 2008, and I've never charged homeowners for any of my services. So if you ever have any questions at all, call me today, and I'll be glad to help you out.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers, our power pundit panel today. Fred Loken, who is political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. Doug Busselman, who is the executive vice president of the Nevada Farm Bureau. And Mary Lau, who is the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. So how did I do there? I think I got everything right.
You got everything.
All right. So we are now, this is Monday, September 29th. We are at the precipice of probably a government shutdown. And it seems that this shutdown is going to occur because even though there's some stuff that we agree on, we really haven't had any civil political discourse. Do you think that is what has caused this, where we can't act as statesmen and start to compromise and talk through these issues? It's just, hey, this is my way or the highway, and that's both from President Obama and the Republicans. Fred?
Well, clearly that both sides are behaving very poorly in this process, which has created the crisis. And we all know it's been going on for years, but we're just seeing the seamy underbelly now. It is a complete collapse in discourse. It's literally my way or the highway, and it is going to force a lot of pain and possibly push our recovery back into recession if we're not careful.
Doc, how much pain is it, though, really? I mean, I'm looking at the list of things that are going to close. I guess if I'm planning a vacation to, you know, Washington, D.C., and I want to take my kids to the Smithsonian or, you know, go to a national park, I'm screwed. But otherwise, it kind of seems like, business is normal. Those essential government functions are going to continue.
Well, and I think that is the case. But I also think that we're in the situation we are because of the overall dysfunction of government in its entirety. It's not just a situation where an intractable type condition exists. I mean, we are in the resolution process because we've not done what we were supposed to do in passing budgets and doing all of the things of government that we're supposed to do. And so you get into these crises or dramas just because you're not following the process.
Now, Mary, you know, this shutdown is over the, you know, it was first defund, and now it's delay Obamacare, which, you know, the president has said, yeah, we're going to delay it for some people, not for everybody, but we're going to delay it for some people. Next, we have the, you know, raising the debt limit. So you kind of look at these issues. What do you think the issue is that Americans care more about? Is it the debt? Is it Obamacare? Or do you think people are just going to continue living as they normally do, and, you know, government shutdown really isn't going to impact them unless you're a federal government employee?
Well, I think that by and large the public is sitting there saying we were going to close the world with sequestration, and that didn't happen. We still went on in sequestration. Non-essential government workers are now pouting, and they're getting upset, and they're asking that word be stricken from the vocabulary. That's how bad it's getting. It started with all the PC stuff where you couldn't say things, or you were hurting people's feelings, and you couldn't say things, or you were implying something, and we've just gotten to a point where we've ratcheted down conversation as a whole, and they're not having it. The public, we just did a poll recently, and it's going to come out, but I can tell you, they think Obamacare is going to run up the cost of health care, and they think it's going to be problematic, but, you know, not to huge degrees where there's this public outcry to get rid of it. So I don't see any reason to delay it, but I know they're just trying to make people sit down and have a conversation, but you're not going to get it. The President of the United States has said he will not debate, he will not discuss. And end of story. Harry Reid's going to follow what the President says, and they've got the power in the Senate. So all you have is everything locked up. Nobody does anything, nobody goes anywhere, and the first thing they do is find public places to hit so you can't go to the parks.
You know, Fred, let's talk about this for a minute, because Harry Reid has said, he called the medical device tax stupid. The Republicans, in their last-ditch effort to keep government open and their delay, they repealed the medical device tax. That seems like that's something that maybe we can come to some kind of agreement on, but really we're not having that conversation either.
They're not talking. It is the worst I think we have seen. I mean, the Bush administration, frankly, wasn't much better dealing with the other dynamic of politics, but ever since
at least
Obama,
we got budgets passed.
But often not on time. I mean, as pointed out by Doug, we have been out of this cycle for so long, and we're in this horrible slippery slope. What they're talking about is a resolution that would only fund the government until November 15th, and we're within 2 weeks now, to the limit of our debt. These are huge issues, and I think that to the credit of the Obama administration, the argument is this is not the place for a big, messy compromise. Let's at least look stable to the world, and he offered to have honest conversations going down. But we do have to recognize this small portion of the House of Representatives and the dysfunctionality of the Republican Party, which is not making this situation any better. In fact, it's making it a lot worse.
Okay, but I mean, it's really not a small part of the Republican Party. I mean, I think all but two people in the, you know, I think it's pretty much the majority, all but two voted to delay Obamacare, and they actually had two Democrats who joined them.
Well, I think that, you know, whether it's this alleged small group of people, the House of Representatives has the ability and the right to pursue government as they pursue government, and doing so isn't making them wrong.
So once again, Mary, as President Obama said, elections have consequences. And he said that when the health care bill got passed. I think a lot of people said that. We're kind of seeing that now from the elections, the congressional elections.
Oh, you're absolutely seeing it. Well, congressional elections and everywhere. I mean, Nevada's just a little microcosm, and we have the same debates, and we have the same, we can't pass this, or this group's going to kill us and stuff. So, yeah, elections have consequences. But like you said earlier, we're electing politicians. We're not electing statesmen. They're not doing their job.
Unfortunate, but I guess that's where we are, and that's where we have to leave it. We are going to be right back, closing out the show on Nevada Newsmakers.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Charter, everyone has access to over 10,000 on-demand options instantly. With Charter TV, your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms. Can't do that with satellite. Take TV on the go with mobile apps for every device, including apps Dish and DirecTV don't offer. Call 855-258-7529 for Charter TV. Charter Internet is 10 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Charter Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Charter Phone. Get TV, Internet, and phone from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 855-258-7529 today.
Tomorrow, Sam's going to be coming from Vegas with journalist Glenn Cook. Plus, later this week, Jim Rogers and Billy Vassiliadis. Thanks for watching and listening.